digressing for a moment, when Jesus was walking on the water and Peter saw him, Jesus said one word to him, and that word was come. There is a way in which some of us, maybe quite a lot of us indeed, still want Jesus to come to us. What I mean is we stand in a stuck place shouting, Jesus, at the top of our voices. And then we're disappointed when he doesn't appear to come to us, that is. The reason, beloved, is that he's calling you to walk towards him. This isn't going to be an easy message, this one, but it is necessary. Beloved, we can so easily get ourselves into a stuck place by hardening our hearts towards him. And the frightening thing is that once we're in that place, we are no longer able to discern things spiritual. We lose the ability to hear because of our persistent refusal to respond to his wooing. Some people just cannot seem to have an intimate relationship with Jesus, no matter how hard they try. Straining and struggling, they go through each day wondering why he seems so distant. So here comes some more inconvenient enlightenment. The reason why you seem to be so stuck is that some time ago, probably many years, you made a determination, a decision, an inner vow, that you weren't going to do something, or if you did it, you resented the fact. Maybe you weren't about to hear something from an authority figure. Maybe you made up your mind about what God was like and it was negative because he took away what you love most, or he appeared to. And you began to harden your heart. The Greek word for harden is porosis, and it comes from the word stone. We have medical conditions like hardening of the arteries, sclerosis, hardening. How many of us, I wonder, walk around with physical conditions that mirror our spiritual state? We're like the servant who hid his talent in a napkin and we say, Master, I knew that you're a hard man, reaping where you didn't sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid and I went off and I hid your talent in the ground. See what have what is yours. Matthew 25:24. I knew, so I went off and hid your talent. But that servant didn't know him at all, because he isn't a hard man. It was the servant's perception, his opinion. And now he's got nothing to give him but his original investment. If this is you, you'll be saying, that's me right now. Well, my darling, there's one word for what you need to do, and that word is repent. Turn. Admit you had it wrong. Apologise to him. Change your mind. Undo that determination. See that you and your assessment of him is where the problem lies. Somewhere back in time, maybe 30 or 40 years ago, you decided he wasn't good, that he was strict and uncaring because he didn't give you what you wanted. Whatever it is, it's that stuck door again. And as he said to my friend, some doors take longer to come unstuck than others. But it's taken long enough already, hasn't it? Time to do something radical about it. Find out who he really, really is and get into fellowship with him and start tracking. It's never too late. Behold, he says, I stand at the door and knock. And the handle, of course, is on the inside.